Hi there, and welcome to the latest edition of the Leading with Presence podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Clements, and in this episode, I'll be exploring how you can master your internal system through enhancing awareness of your autonomic nervous system. So, you know, the best way to think about this is, have you ever had that situation where you feel you've reacted or your body has reacted before your mind has had a chance to catch up? And this comes down to how we can monitor and attend to our internal state. So if we think about an example from technology, complex systems are usually designed to have some form of system monitoring, something that continually checks that the system's operating correctly, creating logs, storing diagnostic information, and so on. And when something goes wrong, sometimes these monitoring systems can take corrective action, which maybe brings the system back into balance or maintains its integrity. However, sometimes things go a little bit completely out of control and the system monitoring needs to call for help. It brings in somebody else or something else to look at what's going on and to try and, again, rebalance the system. So, as human beings, we also have systems that monitor and maintain our inner balance. And this is happening in the background without us even being aware of it, without us having to think about it. So as we learn that actually we are not just a body with a head on our shoulders that's in charge, but if we reframe that to looking at ourselves as a complex system or even a network of complex systems where our head isn't in control, then it actually gives us a new way of relating to ourselves and understanding ourselves. And that can be quite empowering. So for example, consider your beating heart. This happens without you having to think about making your heart beat at all. And as far as I understand it, without being an expert in biology or neurology, you know, there are neurons within your heart whose primary purpose is to look after the health and beating of your heart. So by itself, the heart is already a complex system, but it's also a part of a larger, more complex system, and it will be influenced by the system. So your heart may beat faster or slower depending on what's happening in the wider system, i.e. you, what's happening for you and within you. Your heart will respond to that, and that complex part of you will be influenced by it. So let's put this into practice by experimenting. So find a way of measuring your pulse. So your pulse basically indicates how fast your heart is beating. So maybe place fingers on your wrist or in the side of your neck or in your forehead, wherever you can feel your pulse. So once you feel your pulse beating, take a long, slow inhale in through your nose, down deep into your belly. So go as slow as you can and notice what happens to your pulse. Try it now. And now take a long, slow exhale out. And again, go as slowly as you can. And again, notice what happens to your pulse. Do this a couple of times just till you get a sense of what's happening. And hopefully what you'll notice is that every time you breathe slowly in, your pulse speeds up a little bit. And when you breathe slowly out, your pulse slows down. So isn't it amazing that this complex system that keeps your heart beating is actually being influenced by you breathing? And what's actually going on there is our breath is a way of influencing an even bigger system. It's called our autonomic nervous system. And the autonomic nervous system is like a seesaw going back and forth between two different modes. So it can either be in the sympathetic mode where it's gearing up to prepare us for a fight or to run away. So maybe a lion has jumped out in front of us and we're energized, our heart beats faster, blood pumps more quickly to the major organs so that our muscles are energized and we can run away or try and put up a fight. And the other mode is the parasympathetic mode, which is more about resting and digestion. So this is very important to us functioning. You know, we need to recover, we need to sleep, we need to digest food to nourish us, to sustain us. So both of these modes have a really valuable role to play. And then there's that state of balance where we're in neither mode, but we're kind of gently seesawing, you know, in from one mode to the other, but overall we're in balance. So our breath influences the state of our autonomic nervous system, because every time we breathe in, we're tipping gently onto the sympathetic side, and every time we breathe out, we're tipping into the parasympathetic side. So we can actually control the state of our nervous system by consciously breathing differently. Think about that for a moment. If you find yourself that you've got a lot of energy, you've been triggered by something, maybe you've just received an email that's sort of got your blood pumping and you can just feel the tension rising in your body, and there's anger there and there's a lot of energy behind that. You know, how might we respond if we send a reply whilst we're in that state? It probably wouldn't be that productive an email or a response that we'd send back. But if we take a few long, slow exhales, we will bring our autonomic nervous system back from being triggered and in that fight or flight mode to be something a bit more balanced. And it's in that balanced state that we've got access to greater rational thinking, to a better response for the particular situation. So breathing is really, really important, not just for sustaining life, but also for us bringing our own systems back into balance. Equally, we might find times we want to be alone, we want to snuggle up and disconnect from the world. And we find that, you know, maybe we've gone into really low energy. We're tipping more into that parasympathetic mode. And again, that might be okay, but equally then we can, you know, take more in-breaths than out-breaths to sort of reinvigorate our system, you know, to pull us more towards the sympathetic side. But in doing so, we're really just rebalancing our system. Or we might stand up and give our whole body a shake and, you know, stick on a dance track and dance around like nobody's watching just to re-energize our system. So there's all of these different strategies that we can do. So why is this important? Well, if we view ourselves as a network of complex and interconnected systems, then we move away from believing that, yeah, our head is in control. And what we actually discover is that our autonomic nervous system has more unconscious control over our body than we might realize. And this kind of makes sense because over the years, we've been training our body to respond to particular situations in a certain way. So something happens, we respond, our thinking reinforces that this particular situation is something that's threatening to me, whether it's an email or something somebody said or a physical threat. Our autonomic nervous system will remember how we want to respond in these situations. So it learns this behavior. And then we know from the work of Peter Levin in somatic experiencing, and from the work of Bessel van der Kolk in his book, The Body Keeps the Score, that basically our bodies will remember this and retain this. And again, it makes sense because our brain loves efficiency. So it's wired for pattern recognition. So we've reinforced those patterns of behaviors over many, many, many years. So we can, without even thinking about a situation, we can just find ourselves in a situation where our body is already reacting for us. It's just automatically happening. Like we might walk into a room where we know nobody and we can just feel our bodies like going, oh, this feels really awkward and it's going to be terrible. And then all of the thinking and thoughts come as a result of how our body has started to react to it. Not necessarily the other way around. So if we then realize that this is happening and we've brought our awareness to it, we can now choose to bring our system back into balance. So recognize that in these particular situations, my body is starting to respond this way. Recognize it, pause, take a breath. Chances are you want to come out of sympathetic activation, so take longer, slower out breaths. Bring your system back to that point of balance and go, it's actually okay. Recognize that this is not threatening to me. I am not under threat. I do not need to fight or run away. And as we do that, and the more that we catch ourselves and become aware of what's happening and catch ourselves and bring us back into balance, we are retraining our system in how we want to respond in these situations. So we're starting to update the information that we're holding in our body. We're reprogramming the way our autonomic nervous system is responding. And over time, we will grow stronger and more resilient in these different situations that would normally trigger us or activate us and cause us to respond in a way that's not so helpful. So this is completely possible. So the next time you receive an email that from a colleague that you just feel you want to hit the reply button and bash out a reply and tell them exactly what you think, just notice what's happening. What are you feeling in your body? Is that a helpful response? Take a breath. Bring yourself back into balance. Maybe even step away. Create space for reflection. And from that place of balance, ask yourself, what is the most appropriate way to respond? Okay, so it really is as simple as that. Have the awareness to notice what's happening in your body. When you do, take a breath or multiple breaths to create the space to allow your system to come into balance. And then check, what is the most appropriate way for me to respond now? How do I want to respond? Am I responding from that place of fight or flight or freeze? Or am I responding from a balanced, resourced and grounded state? The more we do that, the easier it will become. You might also find the meditation that preceded this episode a useful way to ground yourself and to come back into balance. And you may also have lots of other different ideas or strategies that work for you. If you do, I'd love to hear what those are. And, you know, please feel free to join the conversation on LinkedIn, where you'll find a written version of this edition and also where you can add your own comments about what's resonated or not. So let's keep the conversation going as we all practice, because this is something that's an ongoing learning for all of us. There's still situations I find myself in where something triggers me and I notice, it's like, oh, that's interesting. I'm getting a reaction. What's happening? And that curiosity, that noticing, creates the space for me to take that breath. And then, hopefully, I'm able to choose a different response. I'm still a work in progress, just like everybody else. So thanks for listening. I hope this has been useful and stay tuned for our next episode in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, stay curious and stay present.